Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we're joined by Samantha Picking, registered pharmacist and senior director of immunizations at Walgreens. Picking started her career with Walgreens back in 2014 and has since been working in the immunization space for the past 2 years. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to be discussing the importance of vaccination to combat respiratory diseases during the later months of the year. More specifically, we're here to chat with Picking during National Immunization Awareness Month, celebrated every year in August. So Samantha, to start, can you explain how your career path has taken you into the vaccination space?
Of course. I actually started my career with Walgreens as a pharmacist working in our pharmacies. And I did that for several years, obviously focused on that direct patient care, supporting our communities, and immunizations was a big part of that. I ended up coming to our support center in 2021 to lead the team that was managing the COVID vaccine response. So it was a very exciting time. A lot of great work was done, and I've been able to lead the immunization program here covering all vaccinations for the last 3 years.
Awesome. So kind of getting right into it. So discussing pharmacist roles in vaccination. So why do you think pharmacists have risen as the most ideal providers to administer vaccines? So you touched on how COVID was a big factor in this. Can you kind of delve in a little more into that?
Yeah. I mean, pharmacists have been giving immunizations for over 20 years now. The COVID pandemic is really what accelerated that and showed what pharmacists can do when it comes to community health. So healthcare is local, and so are pharmacies. Our pharmacists are deeply embedded in their communities and have longstanding relationships with many of their patients. I know I remember all of my patients personally, and you develop those relationships and you really trust each other. So Americans actually visit their local pharmacies twice as often as other healthcare providers. And often it's where most people turn to first for healthcare advice. Pharmacists are on the front lines helping ensure the health and safety of communities and really have been for decades. At Walgreens, we strive to be that most convenient and accessible place, especially to get recommended vaccines. We make it easy to check off the list. It's a busy time of year, especially when flu vaccines are available. I know I have 3 little kids, so making sure we can get the full family in to get our vaccines, it can be tough, but Walgreens can be that convenient option because patients can walk into their local pharmacy. They can schedule an appointment in advance by calling, visiting the website, in the app. We have a long history of serving as that reliable, trusted source for healthcare information and really don't intend to stop now. So I encourage anyone with questions about vaccines to feel like they can talk to their local Walgreens pharmacist. They're highly trained healthcare providers qualified to counsel patients on which vaccines are best for them based on their medical history and on the latest guidelines.
So that's awesome. So speaking of your role at Walgreens specifically, how have immunization services at Walgreens evolved over time? And what new initiatives do you have upcoming?
Yeah, really, it's an exciting time for immunizations. And it has been over the last several years. Like I said, the COVID pandemic especially really accelerated pharmacies' roles in vaccinations. And even specifically now, we're tapping into new technologies to help streamline the experience for both our customers and for our pharmacy team members to support them, especially during these busy times of year. So as an example, last year, we introduced a single platform for scheduling for both vaccine testing appointments, really getting that all in one place. It's helping improve the patient experience and reduce wait times in the pharmacies. So you can schedule multiple vaccines at the same appointment. You can book appointments for up to 4 people if you have a whole family you want to bring in, like I said, I need to do, in the same visit and receive appointment reminders. Additionally, when you get there, we're trying to make it easier. We've rolled out digital check-in last season, which allows patients to use a QR code in the pharmacy waiting area to check in for their vaccine or other appointment, helping free up team member capacity. And our pharmacy teams are then better equipped to understand who and what to prepare for. And then customers don't have to wait in a long line. They can shop around the store after checking in. It just makes it a more seamless experience. In addition to that, we're also leveraging data to better understand and engage with our customers. For example, when you're due for a vaccine or eligible for a screening, you'll receive outreach via your preferred method, email, phone, or just an app notification. And then once flu actually starts ramping up, people can use what we call our Walgreens Flu Index. which tracks flu activities in local communities. The Flu Index is a local online interactive tool that tracks flu-related prescription data across our community pharmacy locations nationwide. And then this year, we're actually rolling out our Respiratory Index 2.0, which will then include COVID-19 data and then some new enhancements and updates in the platform, which is very exciting.
Definitely very exciting. And then obviously the pharmacy is already the most convenient location. And with all these great initiatives, it's really just bolstering that and making patients a little more comfortable with receiving their vaccination. So it's really awesome to see. Moving along with kind of trends that you've been seeing throughout your work in immunization. So what recent trends have you observed regarding vaccine uptake for immunization to protect against respiratory viruses? Obviously, you have your flus, your COVID-19, and RSV. So kind of what trends have you seen recently?
Yeah, it's a great question. As we know, every year, common respiratory viruses like flu and pneumonia, as you said, they cause hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and deaths. Yet vaccination rates continue to decline, especially according to the CDC data. So we continue to see common misconceptions like the flu vaccine causes flu or has severe side effects, and that delays or deters eligible patients from getting vaccinated. It's always troubling, as we know, vaccine-preventable viruses like flu, measles, and pneumonia are highly contagious and can spread quickly. So on a positive note, Walgreens last year actually saw a higher than normal interest in vaccine co-administration, which means patients are getting more than one vaccine at the same time, especially in our senior populations, which can actually help improve vaccine coverage and adherence to immunization schedules. And it's completely safe. So we anticipate and are prepared for similar interest this season of being able to protect patients from more than one vaccine in the same visit. And we'll continue to make sure that we know that vaccines are available. Our pharmacists are available to answer any questions and concerns as vaccine rates have declined historically.
I think that's a good segue to kind of looking at the pharmacist and the pharmacy side. What more can pharmacists and pharmacies be doing to boost vaccine uptake and to promote the importance of receiving routine immunizations?
This is where pharmacy teams play a big role. As pharmacists, we're not just administering vaccines. We're listening to patients, addressing their concerns, and then providing evidence-based guidance every day. And a good example of this is during the recent measles outbreaks. We quickly activated our pharmacy teams, ensuring that they were prepared to support their patients in Texas and other hotspots to educate and administer MMR vaccines. So Walgreens nearly doubled MMR vaccine administration in the first part of the year. And that was including a nearly 250% increase in Texas communities most impacted by outbreaks and more than quadruple increases in New Mexico and Colorado. So at Walgreens, we're committed to being that most convenient and accessible place to receive a recommended vaccine and also care and advice around vaccinations. We've played this role for decades. Don't intend to stop now. Our pharmacists, like I said, are highly educated, confident, and trained in having these conversations. So this season, education, access, and trust will be more important than ever. And our pharmacy team members already are playing that key role.
I kind of just have one more question. I think this has been a great conversation just surrounding immunizations and the importance of it, obviously, as we head into these later months. So what is the best piece of advice, maybe just one piece of advice you could give your patients as we head into this respiratory virus season, especially for someone who might be hesitant to receive any type of vaccination?
It's a great question. I mean, I think number one is make time for it, plan ahead, make the appointment and come in or talk to your pharmacist. But a reminder to everyone that vaccines remain safe and effective way to prevent highly contagious illness, like the measles, flu, pneumonia, among others. Decades of evidence show that these vaccines work and play a vital role in keeping people and our communities healthy. Getting vaccinated can protect a person from the illness, but if a person does get sick, it also lowers the likelihood of severe symptoms that can lead to hospitalization and even death. And when you get vaccinated, you lower your chance of spreading disease to those around you. So you're protecting your families too, or your friends, the most vulnerable loved ones like grandparents or young children. So those with questions should talk to their local pharmacist. We're highly trained, trusted healthcare providers, ready to help navigate any questions around vaccines and the latest guidance.
this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time. And obviously, a lot of these sentiments aren't new to some people, but the importance of kind of keeping the awareness up, and especially during these times, is really important.
Absolutely a critical time. Appreciate you having me today. It was a great conversation.
Thanks so much, Samantha.
Thank you.